Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections, and this is the July 7th program as we are coming to you, and I'm coming to you from my home in Florida, and we want to welcome also Blanca on the air as she's coming to us from her home in the Atlanta area. Blanca, how are you doing this fine evening?
Doing great, Dave. Thank you.
Good.
Another interesting week. You sound fine to me,
and everything sounds good here, and so you folks that are out there on Facebook, it'd be helpful if you would give a little comment there about how Blanca is sounding, and I know there's about a 30-second delay before it comes up, but Blanca, why don't you go ahead and just share a few more stuff with us so they can hear you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and hope you're having a good week and a good summer.
Okay, and they're saying that you are sounding just fine. So,
great.
It's always nice to be back. I know Blanca had called me last night and says, are you going to do a program, you know, tonight? And I said, well, I'm always going to try to not do 2 weeks in a row without a program, folks. So there's some consistency in what we have. But also, I'm not one that's going to do a program just to do a program. I always try to make sure that there's something that's there so that there's a message that's coming forth from you. So I don't want to waste your time, and I don't need to do programs just to do programs, but also, on the other hand, I want to try that there's not more than 2 weeks without a program. So, but last week, I said I was out of town. I was meeting with one of my principals of the currency exchange, and they were giving me some updated information. And out of security reasons, I'd rather not say where I was, but just that I was out of town. And I didn't want to do a program that evening because I was meeting with them that day. So, but again, the news is very, very good. Now, I have shared about a month and a half ago that I was reporting that, you know, my source, she was saying that, you know, it was day to day. Well, what she didn't understand is there were going to be three stages in the release of the funds. Now, I did share that 2 weeks ago, but the first stage is the release of funds to those that are called the sovereigns. Now, don't ask me who they are, how that is defined. I don't know anything about it. All I know is that I was told that that is who they are and that they are very wealthy individuals who helped get this stuff started. And so they are the first ones that are being, quote, refunded and also large sums released to them because of their influence of what they will be carrying forth with their funds in other places around the world. Then the second group, the second stage, was the release of funds to individuals and organizations that are organized to release this money to humanitarian aid projects all around the world. Those are the second stage. And then the third stage is us that have turned in bonds and currencies. And for those of you that are with me to be at what I call in round one, you've turned in the dong to me, and I've turned that dong in to my broker who then, you know, turns it in to the buyer. And so we're in the third stage. Now, I have absolutely no idea how long it's going to take from stage one to stage two to stage three. But I can say what I was told is that last Friday, stage one started. Now, when my source, when she said that she was being told it was day to day, what she didn't understand, it was day to day for stage one. And so, but now my understanding is stage one is underway. So that money is moving. Funds are being released to them. It's being done very quietly. These are people that are never going to be out into the public, out into the open. I have absolutely no idea who they are. And also, neither does my source. They don't even tell her, as high as she is, they don't tell her who's involved in stage one. Or if she knows, she's not saying anything about it. Okay. So, but these are the type of people that don't go around broadcasting this kind of stuff. Those extremely wealthy people that would be on what we call the sovereigns. So that's the update. All we know is that stuff is moving, and that's the new information that I have, which means it's getting closer. Now, some of you have asked me about, is there any estimated time frames and stuff like that? And folks, I'm only going to tell you what is my impression and my opinion. I don't have anything solid or tangible behind this, but based on my impression and opinion, I think we're probably not going to be seeing anything until late August or September. So we're still looking a month or two away. Now, that's my impression. Okay, I can't clarify that. Don't go counting on it. Don't go making plans around that. Whatever you do is your business, but I always try to say don't make any plans about receiving any of this money until I can tell you with tangible information that we have some dates. Because I don't want to lead any of us on into a position of we're making plans, you think it's going to happen and whatever. So, because folks, remember, I have absolutely no control over when funds are released. And I have always said that on the totem pole, we're at the very bottom of the totem pole of all these funds being released. It's not about us. We are just benefactors to be a part of the process, but we are at the very end tail of the process of when the funds come out. So that's what the update that I have about what's going on with the currency exchange. And Blanca, is there anything you'd like to share and your thoughts about that?
Well, that's good news because now we know that the process has been initiated from this update. If indeed the information you're getting is good, that means that Friday it's been set in motion. Now, of course, how long it will take and the unrolling of this and whether we will know anything tangible about it, but it'd be kind of fun to look and see what we see going on in the world to see if we discern anything, if indeed this has already been rolled out. Now, I remember there was a time when you said that some of these funds, et cetera, coming out were to kind of rehydrate a system with clean money. That, are you hearing any sort of that storyline or through line in terms of the type of money that's coming through?
Yes, but very vaguely. And what others are saying that we're of the same opinion is you have the current cabal-based financial system. And that system has to be, and I use the term, it has to be neutered. It's not going to be completely eliminated, but cabal-based financial systems, they so have so much control over the ebb and flow of the world's money supply that they control the world's money supply. And I don't know to what degree this is going to happen, but it's very likely that we're going to see that system have some form of a crash. It may be only a crash at the very top for the extremely wealthy and we will be okay, or we may see a complete crash of the whole global financial system. Ben Fulford has said that is coming, and the Palladians through Barbara Marciniak have inferred that we're going to have an economic collapse as well. When that happens, then I think this is the money that's going to come in, and I use the term that it's clean and fresh money that flushes out the old cabal corrupt stuff. What it does, and as I said, I use the term, it neuters them. They will still have money, but they won't have the power and control of the massive amounts of money that is at our level. We will be able to operate clearly and cleanly and freely without their impact upon us. And they won't be able to use their money to overpower us because we will have enough collectively that it, as I said, that's why I said I use the term, it neuters their power is what it does. They'll still be there. They'll still have a lot of money, but they won't be totally powerful with it and being able to control it all. That's how I understand and see this process and the reason for it coming out. And that's also one of the reasons why the money is being released to scores of thousands of everyday individuals like you and me because they can't stop that. See, if this money was sent out through the banks, well, the banks are so corrupt, they would control it. If they sent it out to the countries are so corrupt, they would control it. But when they release it to scores of thousands of everyday individuals like you and me, the cabal can't control that. They can't stop that process. And that's what it's designed. It's designed to get out there, to be used, to be spent, and to basically bring in a new, clean economic system that is not run by the old cabal-based system. So that's how I explain it, and that's how I understand it. And the first stage, the first group, supposedly they are receiving the funds. So Blanca, back to you. Anything else you'd like to share with us on that?
No, well, that's good news because these are some of the things I remember that we've talked about when we were encouraging people to hold a frequency of abundance and hold a frequency of a possibility of financial freedom. And so it sounds like we're starting to see some of that come about, especially if indeed this money is already going at least to that first stage. And so that's something to also look for and to continue to hold the frequency. That's very good news. One of the big problems, there's a lot of problems, and you've addressed this many times, is the whole issue of financial slavery. And
yes.
If indeed this and financial slavery is just not an economic thing. It's a psychological thing, a spiritual thing. It affects all areas of our lives and really stunts the full flowering of humanity. So this is really great news. If they've already initiated, it seems that they see the possibility or the likelihood or they're ready down the road to doing this neutering of power. And so they'll be neutered of the power to keep us as financial slaves.
Yeah. Well, for those of us that live, you know, in the Western world, the United States, you know, Europe and stuff like that, it's hard to say, what do you mean financial slavery? We are still in forms of financial slavery, and that is a cabal-based controlled-run system. I've shared this many times that about almost half of the world's population lives on less than $10 a day. Now, that is survival, folks. That is financial slavery, absolute survival. You only have enough money and basically have food and shelter on a day-to-day basis, and you don't have any money for hardly anything extra, you know, beyond that. Then those of us that live in what we call the developed world, it may not seem like slavery for us, but yet we are inhibited about how many of us get to be what I call financially independent, financially free. To be financially independent is where you have enough money to do what you want, when you want, and go where you want, when you want. And you're not restricted by how much money you have to be totally free. That's what I call financial independence and financial freedom. And anything that doesn't have that is a form of the slavery system. Yes, we have enough money to live a decent, what is called middle-income lifestyle. We can have nice cars and homes and go on vacations and stuff like that. But the reality is the vast majority of the people in America and elsewhere, you work 40 to 60 hours a week. You come home. You're having to take care of the house and the family. The weekends, you're just cleaning up stuff. So you're a slave to where you don't have the time to do what you want when you want. You're a slave to your job. Your job is the form of the slavery. Now, some are different than others, yes, but it's still the fact that what they do, the cabal sets up a system so that we are their, quote, worker slaves to make the ultra wealthy become ultra wealthy. We work for their companies and turn them into billionaires where they are then the extreme wealthy. And the power and control that they have. So that's what I refer to by financial slavery. And these funds coming in are designed to set us free. So we are no longer a part of their slavery system. And then we are free to do what is called the consciousness work. It takes work, but we are going to start rediscovering who we are as humanity, who we are as human beings, and what our full, complete potential is. The potential that we have, because what in the readings I've done, in the sources I've gone to, when you go back scores of millennia of years, we used to be full, complete, multi-dimensional beings. We had no restrictions on our ability. We could do what we want, when we wanted. We could teleport our bodies. We could be physical. We could be multidimensional. We had all of those capabilities, and then we were brought into a slavery system by the Anunnaki. They shifted and changed our DNA that brought us into these physical third-dimensional beings. But what we didn't know is that we still had that old potential, and that old memory is still there in our subconscious memory. This is the era that we get to start moving back to that. Now, this isn't going to happen overnight, but this is the era that we get to rediscover who we truly are, what our true capabilities are, where we get to become the multidimensional beings. And I've said many times on this program, the person who was the prototype that showed us how to do that was Jesus. And it wasn't just when he was living, you know, and during his ministry and the miracles that he could do. He could do those miracles because he understood that the world was a holographic illusion, and it was all about the transference and of energy and keeping himself at a very high vibrational state. And then when he went through the crucifixion and the resurrection, it was to display to us that the body is not designed to put any limitations to it. He could rise above it. Now, the Bible stops at his resurrection, but there are other books that are coming out now that are telling the history of what he did after the resurrection. And these stories have always been out there in what we call the indigenous cultures, but they've never come forward. And what I call the power controlled system never allowed these to come forward, because then we would discover what we could do. But we're now in the age where these books are coming out. They talk about that after his resurrection, he went back, and yes, he was a family man, and he was married to Mary Magdalene, and he would stay with the family for a period of time, and then he would go out to other parts of the world, teleporting his body. He could be physical when he wanted to. He could be multidimensional when he wanted to. If you go back to the biblical account, after the resurrection, it was to Thomas. He said, touch me, touch me. And Thomas said, you know, he was full, complete flesh and bone. Well, what was there? But yet he could move into the multidimensional state and teleport himself anywhere he wanted to go. That's what he did. Now, the stories that I'm reading, and I'm seeing this coming from multiple sources, is that the crucifixion created so much political turmoil that it wasn't safe for him and the family to stay there. So they went to Alexandria for a period of about 3 to 5 years. I forgot what it was. And then the political turmoil followed them. And then after that, they left there, and then that's when they went to France. And that's when you see all the stories in the histories about Mary Magdalene being in France. There's a village that is there that has a church that is dedicated to her, because that's where she landed when she first came into France. But Jesus and the family were always there, and they stayed there for a period of time. And then after that, they went up to Glastonbury in Great Britain in England, and that's where Mary finished out her life. The reason for that was she had an uncle, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a businessman in a shipping business. He had about 10 ships, and he would haul tin all around the known world at that time throughout the Mediterranean and up into Great Britain. And so he had strong business contacts up in Glastonbury, and I had a lot of people there. And so that's why it was safe for the family to go there. And that's why you hear the stories of Jesus in Glastonbury. Jesus in France, and that he also went out to India, to China, to South America. He was with the Aztecs and the Mayans in Central and South America, and then he was with the Hopi here in the United States in what is today currently Arizona. And so he had always continued to do that. Well, it's very interesting, and he said, everything that I did, you can do it also, and you can do it even more. It's just a matter, are you willing to do the work to learn how to do it? It's not simple, because you see, our subconscious mind has been programmed to say, I can't do that stuff. Those are miracles. I can't, you know, make stuff appear and disappear. I can't teleport my body. It's because the subconscious mind has been so programmed for so many lifetimes that it is not possible. That is what has to be reprogrammed. And it's going to take time. It's going to take, for most people, some decades to reprogram your mind to be able to do that. Well, what's interesting now, and I think, Blanca, I'm going to go ahead and share this, is that I'm reading a new book, and I'm fascinated by this. I had told you that my former housemate, Penny Genter, her and I were very close. And then when I lived in Sedona, we lived in the same house together for over 6 years. And she was a master at helping people understand their Akashic records, their past lives. And she had, in her last couple of years, she had written a couple books that were somewhat channeled. And one of them is about Mary Jacoby, the mother of the way. My friend and housemate Penny was Mary Jacoby during the lifetime of Jesus. And who was Mary Jacoby? Mary Jacoby was the mother to Mary Magdalene. She was the, basically then would be the mother-in-law to Jesus. And that's who she was in that lifetime. Well, Penny had always encouraged me to read this book, and I never got around to it. But I think now that, you know, she's made her transition, I'm kind of being, I don't want to say convicted, but I'm saying it's time for me to do that. And this is the book. It's called Anna, the Grandmother. Okay, that's not coming out very well on the camera. There's some reflection problems there. Anna, the Grandmother of Jesus by Claire Hartstrong. This whole book is basically a channel book. And Anna in the genealogically line was the grandmother of Jesus. But here's what was fascinating, and I've just read this in the last couple of days. Everything I talked about our ability to be multidimensional beings, Anna was already there. She was already living that way. She had mastered what is called cellular regeneration. That's the term that they use. In other words, it was all a matter of being mental and a matter of staying at a very high vibration of energy. She didn't age. In the book, she says that she lives to be 623 years old. Now, before you start thinking that's crazy, folks, go back to the Bible. In the first couple chapters of Genesis, it talks about the people that would live to be 800 to 1,000 years old, to 1,200 years old. We've always been told that our physical bodies are actually designed to last forever. But the aging process, it is what is called the shrinkage of the telomeres within our cells each time that the cells regenerate. Anna had mastered the process so that her telomeres wouldn't shrink. And so she starts out in the book about 400 to 500 years before the time of Jesus. She talks about when she was, and Anna then is the mother to Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus, and then Jesus is, you know, the grandson. And she talks about how this divine spark came down through the line. So it wasn't just Jesus that had this ability within him, but it was also the mother and Anna, the grandmother, and it came basically from her. She was the one who started this process. She could teleport her body. She could generate food. She could do whatever she wanted to. She didn't have physical limitations. But she wasn't the only one. There were three or four others in her family during this time that could do that just as well, and they lived hundreds of years because she mastered the mental part of it to where she was able to stop the shrinking of the telomeres within her cells, which allowed her to continue regenerating cells, and she continued to live in a youth appearance. There's one point in the book she talks about she's over 500 years old, but she only looks like she's around 40 or 50. So that's what she was able to do because it doesn't age. It doesn't, you know, the telomeres don't break down, which is a part of the aging process. So, and again, what's really fascinating and what Anna says in the book, she says, I'm speaking to you in your current era of age, your modern day, where you are now. And she says, this is the era. This is the generation that's going to start learning how to do this. And we're going to start seeing these things happen. So this is the generation that's going to start learning how to think appropriately, reprogram their minds. They're going to be able to be unlimited in their potential. It comes back to the A.R. Borden learning process. You can make stuff appear out of nothing. Borden said he and all of his colleagues did it, and he's written a book teaching how to do it. This is the era of time. So I'm in the process myself of doing all the reading that I need to do. Now, when I said I was going to start working on the learning process, I realized, I thought I would already be well into it, but I'm really clearly hearing from the Holy Spirit and says, no, you need to read all these books because they will lay the foundation for you for when it's time, so it will be a simpler process for you because you're going to understand it. Because in reading the books, it's part of reprogramming the subconscious mind that I can do this. It's not impossible. It is possible to do this. And so I didn't plan on looking and reading this book, but it was just another one of those. It was the next stage that I was ready for, and that's kind of how you see the divine process in all is taking place. So with that, Blanca, why don't you share your thoughts about what I've shared with that?
Well, what struck me was just the contrast, because we went from saying that financial slavery keeps us in bondage, that we can't evolve, that we can't completely unfold our full capabilities as human beings or as spirits in a human instrument. And so that kind of proves the point. If we're like in a survival mentality, which is induced by financial slavery. For example, I don't know about you, but here in Georgia, we opened up the state for business in May of last year, and we never had a mask mandate, and of course, no forced vaccines by the statement of the governor, at least in state agencies, and yet there are people who still have to work, wear their masks, because they'll lose their jobs if they don't. So you see something as mundane as that, and they can see people going into the place of business, probably 99%, and yet in order for them to keep their jobs, they have to wear a mask. So that is a form of slavery, because they have to give up that semblance of reality or freedom in order to keep their jobs. So I think that's an example. I think some in Houston, some nurses lost their jobs because they did not take the vaccine. And so that we can also see that as a form of financial slavery, and it gets us in this survival mentality, which is not the correct frequency or the appropriate frequency to realize some of these things that you shared, that you read about Anne and what she could accomplish. If we're in a survival mentality, we're not going to be able to accomplish some of these multi-dimensional capabilities.
I was typing in because a person had asked about, you know, can you share any book that covers the Jesus true history and life? And it's the one I've shared in past programs. And I said, yes, it's Jesus, My Autobiography by Tina Spaulding. Folks, if you want to understand who he really was, what he really did, and what his life was like, that's the one that you want to go to. So, yeah, The Autobiography by his autobiography. It's a channeled book by Tina Spaulding. And that's the one to go to. And in there, he talks about that. He talks about us being able to do all this stuff and how this is the lifetime that we can learn all this stuff, and we will be learning it. And he gives some examples about how we move into this. And he over and over again talks about the importance of keeping yourself in a very high vibrational state, which means you can't be in anger, you can't be in hatred, you can't be in judgment, you can't be in fear, you can't be in anxiety. Those are all conditions that keep you in a low vibrational energy state. Jesus was a master at always keeping himself in very high vibrational status, which allowed him to do all the things that he did. So, okay, back to you, Blanca.
Yes, that's one of the things that Alan and I have been talking about, the frequency that we keep. And I think and you've talked about this before, the six heart virtues of appreciation, compassion, forgiveness, humility, understanding, and valor. And right now I think compassion is one, a frequency that we can use, because there's a lot of truths being let out. And so people are learning about, for example, the virus was probably a bio weapon, and a lot of people are learning what these shots are really about, and yeah, linking it to almost a eugenics program. And these are very, very dark, sordid topics, and a lot of people will react with hate or judgment, et cetera, because these are despicable acts perpetrated on humanity. But if we're saying, well, how can I see this, not ignore it, but how can I transmute it into something that will put me in a frequency where I can still live to my highest ability? And that was compassion. I think compassion is a great transforming frequency. And the compassion we have is that there are people who are enslaved by their own dark shadow, either for power or greed or for domination, control, whatever those demons in them are. And rather than going to hate and judgment, I think for us to stay in a frequency, if we practice compassion, because we can see, wow, how far away are they from their particular potential, and the type of karma that they're storing, because everything is balanced. So they're going to have a lot to endure in order to balance those acts. So the compassion, and that is one, I think, virtue that Jesus exemplified, because yes, someone who was of the caliber of consciousness and awareness of his true connection to Source, or he would say the Father and I are one, for him to be able to see the true state of those people around him, even those people who, you know, would kill him, he always had compassion, because he understood that they were way, way deep in sleep or way in possession of some very, very low frequencies.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, and, you know, and you touch on that, and that's, it's so correct on that, about to me, see, the dark entities or the cabal, their greatest tool on us is to keep us in fear. If they can keep us in fear, they can control us. And what we are experiencing right now with the COVID scenario is the first time we have had a complete global event putting the whole world into fear at the same time. And that's why it's extremely important that we rise above it, not allow the energy of fear to pull us down, because then that's when they stay in control. We free ourselves from this by rising above the drama. And again, I always use the terms, you become the observer of the drama versus the participant in the drama. When you are the participant, then you're in the drama and you're living out the low vibration energy of the drama. As the observer, you're just neutral and you don't allow, you keep your energy, thoughts, and vibrations high. And then you're just neutral in how you're observing the event going on, and you're not allowing it to drag you down. That's where we become the masters. That's when we learn how to step into our mastery, when we can learn how to stay observers of all the events that go on in our lives to not draw us down into a lower vibrational state of judgment, anger, fear, hatred, etc. We always stay above it, stay strong in love and compassion and forgiveness, and stay neutral. That's where we become empowered beings. That's when we are in control for ourselves. Okay? Any other comments there, Blanca?
Well, one final thing again, just to bring it back to the good news you shared about the update of the funds. This manifestation that we're bringing about, where we neuter the cabal and we free ourselves from financial slavery and we usher in the abundance that is truly there because the scarcity has been engineered and controlled. So if we're really bringing that through, almost like you say, learning it, we do have to maintain that frequency and we do have to be observers and not participants in some of the dismantling of the matrix energies, the old matrix energies. And so it behooves us, if indeed we want to go to stage two and stage three, that we hold those frequencies that will welcome it.
Yes. Okay. Well, I don't have a whole lot other that I want to share tonight. We're already past 35 minutes into the program. Are we ready to go to some of the callers and see if they have some comments or questions?
Yes, I think so. So let us give
okay.
us the number. And
well, we're going to go over to the callers. And folks, if you have any comments or questions and you'd like to call in, that number is 515-605-9356. Again, 515-605-9356. You press 1 on your touchtone phone, and that lets us know that, you know, you'd like to come on the air. So I'm going to go to the first caller, who is from area code 760. So I'm bringing you up. Let's see here. You're coming
Hello.
Up.
Hey, James, how you doing, Rev?
Yes, you're on the air.
Am I?
Yes.
That's me. Okay, good. My name is Ed. I'm from 760 San Diego.
Okay.
Dave, you and I have met before in Irvine.
Okay.
And I just want to say thank you for being steadfast and true and pressing in no matter what happens. I appreciate you, and I love you, bro.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anything else, or do you just wanted to give that great comment?
Well, part of it is to pay tribute to you as well, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. I know that for sure, because
yes.
I was with a group called PIF way back when.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And PIF had a meltdown, and then things went to you, and they went over to the Bishop's group and so on and so forth. And The question I have for you, Dave, is that are we waiting for Trump to come back before the exchange happens and everybody's flush? It's one of those things is that we have to have somebody in power who is trustworthy in order for this whole exchange to happen, right?
I have no idea. I have been told that's
Dave,
not necessary to have him come back for the funds to be released.
Okay.
But I don't
right,
know
so
that.
Then,
I have no tangible information on that.
All right, so is there anything you can reveal? It's kind of like this one. It's like, you know, there was a time when dates and rates were never allowed to be mentioned. Can you mention them now?
I have no idea about dates and rates. I have no idea when. Those who have already turned in Dong to me, and I can't talk about rates with other brokers. I have no idea. But those who have turned in Dong to me, it's going to pay out in the area of around $1.50 a dong. That's what it's going to pay out.
Okay.
And so I don't know anything else. You see, why is Trump not necessary? This is an international event. It's not a United States event. The United States does not control this. It's a cooperation of multi-governments. So it's not about Trump being there.
No,
it's
I understand that.
Multi-countries.
No, I believe you. I understand what you're saying, but there's the U.S. economy has a lot more to do with it than a lot of people.
Yes, but, you know, everything I have been told is that it's not necessary for Trump to be there for the funds to be released. And I don't know anything more than that. Anything else is pure speculation. Okay, so it looks like he went ahead and left. So I'm going to go now to the next caller. It's Judy at area code 702. Judy, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. Okay, in your intro yesterday, you said you were going to talk a little bit about, I wanted to know about where humanitarian projects fit into this and about Nasara and Jassara that is so out there.
I have no idea where humanitarian projects fit into this. Those who have turned in currencies to me, that is, they are not, funds for humanitarian projects are not being taken out of that. It's all your own money. I have said many times on the past in the program, there is no such law as Nasara. The law does not exist. The people who are saying it exists, they have no idea what they're talking about. All they're doing is just storytelling what they're hearing from other people. And Gassara is the extension of that. I've been very clear that there can be aspects of Nasara, Gassara, that the funding aspects that might happen. But it is not as it's been described in the 10, 12 steps that Congress is going to go away, your debts are going to be eliminated. I have no idea of the details of any of that. And the people who talk about it, they can never, ever, ever, ever tell you where the money is going to come from and who has the power to put all that into place. Somebody has to logistically do it. So I would be extremely cautious about anything around the Sargassar. Extremely cautious.
Okay, let me ask you this. As you know, if you're out there a little bit, I mean, I'm not, you know, all the alternative media, not all, many alternative media, we talked about some of the names last week, Simon Parks, everybody is at attention. Everybody is talking and indirectly saying that they're under NDAs, saying that they can't say, but it's happening. We're going to have, there's hints like we're going to have a good week, or, you know, it's the med beds will come out, whatever their take on it. You actually alerted to me with your call, whatever, May or whatever, where you said, you know, we got this phone call because I had put this all on the back burner. Why, and maybe you don't know, but why is so many in this alternative world awake now? All of a sudden they woke up 2 months ago. Do you have any really connection to why that would be?
Because they all talk and they listen to each other and they're just quoting each other and they don't have anything tangible to back up what they're saying.
They're kind of all on the ready, and it was going to be 4th of July weekend, and so.
I know, and nothing happened.
Right, I know. It was, that is adorable.
See, and they were saying it was going to happen in May, and then they said it was going to happen 4th of July. Now they're saying it's going to happen in August. They are what I call storytellers. They tell stories, but they have nothing tangible to back it up. Now, that doesn't mean they're bad people. They're basically just repeating what they're hearing, and they don't go to the source of it find out, is it true and is it tangible? I haven't found anybody yet. Simon Parks comes the closest of all of them to do that. I don't trust Charlie Ward in a heartbeat. He's a massive storyteller.
Right, and Simon Parks had us, everybody was on the first week of June. It was exciting at that moment. But let me ask you something. I won't go into any names, but the previous caller mentioned some of the things that you led people to in a good way. Are you still connected to that, and is that part of your three-level groups?
I have nothing to do with those first two levels I talked about tonight. We are only in the third stage of currency exchange, and that's it.
Right, but the groups that you led people to earlier in this process, years ago, five, six, whatever, years ago, are you still connected to that part of things as well?
Loosely connected, yes, but I have nothing to do with them. I don't talk with them. I don't communicate with them at all. They have their own contract.
Right, it's contracts. You don't know the time.
You've got to come back to having you have to have a contract that has been approved by U.S. Treasury, and if you don't have that, you're not getting anything.
But if you do have that, which layer are you on?
What do you mean, which layer? There's only one layer for us in the currency exchange.
Well, there's sovereigns, right? And then there's the humanitarian project.
Judy, how many times do I need to say this? We have nothing to do with the first and second, the sovereigns and the humanitarian. We are a currency exchange.
Well, I'm not asking that. I'm asking if you have a private contract. Are you only on the third level that you?
Judy, how many times do I have to say it? We are only a currency exchange. Nothing, nothing, nothing else.
Stay calm. Drink some water. I just want to.
I know, but Judy, you're making me repeat myself multiple times, and you don't listen. And you did that last week too. Now, get to the point, or we're done with this conversation. I'm not going to repeat it three times.
Okay. What about all your spiritual frequency? There's no point in getting upset about this. That you did mention on that second level that
goodbye,
the humanitarian
Judy. Goodbye. Process. Goodbye. Judy, I'm going to be very clear. I cannot tell you how many people were upset with you 2 weeks ago because you kept repeating and repeating and dominating the conversation, and you didn't listen to anything that I was saying. I get feedback from people. I had a lot of people that were upset with you 2 weeks ago. Listen to what I say and quit repeating it and quit asking the same questions over and over again. And now you're attacking me and about being spiritual. Well, somewhere along the way, you're not connecting with what's being said here. Because remember, I've got 4,000 people on my newsletter list, and I will have a couple thousand people that will listen to this program, and I get lots of feedback that you don't see. That's why, okay? That's why I did what I did. I'm not going to waste time repeating stuff over and over and over again for you when all you're doing is repeating it. Because you're not listening. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to go to the next caller. It's John in area code 817.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
Hi.
This is John from Dallas. I have a kind of quick question. I haven't been getting emails from you for maybe about 3 months now. Did you stop sending them?
No. I don't know why. You need to send me an email, and that comes into my DaveSchmidt@MSN.com, and I'll check why you're not on the list. Now,
yeah,
sometimes
I actually
you get suspended. Sometimes you get taken away. Sometimes you get unsubscribed, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in panic mode. I actually sent you an email and didn't get an answer. Usually you get back to me right away.
Send me another email, and I'll check it out, okay? Yeah.
Okay, but everything's the same, right?
Nothing has really changed in the last couple of months, John. Okay.
Okay, so, I'll send you another one then. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I usually also always post the newsletters on my Facebook page as well. They're always there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye. And then now we're going to Peter in area code 203. Peter, you're on the air. What can we help you with
today? Hi, Dave. Yes, in Connecticut. Yes, Peter.
Yes.
Hi. How are you? Good.
Good.
All right. Good. A lot of these updates that a lot of people are listening to, including me, we've heard they're claiming there are other people overseas or internationally that are starting to get paid. Is there any news or confirmation anybody has gotten paid anywhere around the world or, you know, something like that?
I have no tangible information that anybody anywhere around the world has been paid. I have only been told that the sovereigns, the money has started moving for them, and that's it. Nothing else.
Mm. You think sometime before the
end? You can back up with tangible. It's just another story.
Before the end of the year, possibly. Does it look like your guess would be before the end of the year something might happen?
Well, if you were to ask me personally, I would say yes, but I cannot back that up tangibly. Don't make any. Don't go planning on making any plans around that. What I just said on that, I have no idea. They can be ready, then all of a sudden something can come up that they didn't foresee that's an extreme problem, and that's why they don't do it. That happened 3 years ago. They were very, very close to releasing the funds 3 years ago, and they ran into some serious problems with the cabal that they had not foreseen and had to shut everything down.
Yeah. I'm in a couple groups, other than yours. I'm in I did sign up in your group too, but you don't know if that'll ever come to fruition or whatever they call it. Ever happened, right? Your group two, sign up.
I cannot guarantee group two.
Yeah.
I just know that my brokers and funders are saying, yes, there will be a second round, but I can't guarantee that. I'm just basing on what they are telling me.
Yeah, the groups that I'm – well, the one that I was most hopeful for, they're kind of iffy right now because we just got an update from them about a week ago, and they may or may not do it because of other issues going on with their group. But they don't even know. They sound like they don't even know how soon this could happen and whether or not they will actually participate. But so I don't think anybody knows much of anything more than you do. So thanks for all that you're doing.
Sure, Peter. It's back to with the other groups. Ask them where the money is. Ask them where the money is. Have they seen the money? Do they know that the money is there? A lot of these people, they have no idea where the money is. They're just talkers. They don't have anything tangible about where the money is.
Oh, I agree with you. A lot of them are just stories. And
yeah.
The main group that I'm in, they're not even sure when it's going to happen. That's why they keep saying we're delayed. We thought we would have it done by now. So I thought they knew something that everybody else didn't, but apparently either they're making up excuses why they're delayed or they're not sure if they can do it now. So, yeah, it's all up in the air. And so you might know more just as much as anybody else. So I just keep my ears open, and I appreciate everything you do.
Good. Okay.
Thank you. Have a great
evening.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Bye.
Hold on here just a second. I want to write something down before I forget it. Thank you. Okay. Well, Blanca, I don't see anybody else there that has said that they want to call in or talk or say anything to you.
No, I don't. And it was nice for those people to call in and ask their questions.
It was. I won't say anything else about all the repetition stuff. It's like every time I have to say it, you know.
I know. Yeah. Well, I know some of this, you know, people, they want to know what's going on, et cetera. But I think it sometimes gets a little confusing when they listen to all kinds of different voices who pretty much are just saying things because they want the listeners, which is sad.
Yeah.
But so there's a bit of discernment is necessary. And even these people like to tell stories. The common denominator is obviously they really don't know when things are going to happen as many times as they've been wrong. So you're just up front and saying, this is kind of what it looks like to me. This is what the timing looks, but, you know, don't go betting anything on it because I'm just giving you my personal opinion. You're at least up front about it. And so that's the difference.
Well, we've had three more people say they want to. So we'll go ahead and go back to that. Okay. So we'll go to the first one at area code 760. You're coming up. Let's see, area code 760, you're on the air. What's your name? What can we help you with?
Hey, Dave, is that me?
Yes.
Well, I'm Ed from earlier. I guess somehow we got cut off.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're fine?
I just want to let you know, I want to let you know that I'm not trying to upset you or ask you questions you really can't answer. What's that?
Oh, you're fine. That was an exceptional rare case.
Oh, I just want to make sure I don't step on your toes because I actually do respect you and I like you.
You're fine. We're good.
And I also know that you're not full of crap, okay, because I've been told by others that you have connections and they're real. We're all waiting, just like everybody else with the paymasters and everybody else involved, about when they're going to release it, you know. And put it this way, if the money's already in the paymaster accounts and they're waiting for codes, we're almost there.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And that's what I have been told. The money is in the paymaster accounts. They're just waiting for the authority to release it. So.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're all waiting for the same jubilee to have an outpouring from heaven. So the outpouring will be so big, we won't be able to contain it all. And that's what's so beautiful about it.
All right. So, okay. Anything else?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I've got two other callers I'd like to go into. Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay. We're going next to, I think it's Jolie in area code 617. You're coming up. Okay, Jolie, you're on the air. What can I help you with? I hope I got your name right.
Yes, Julie.
Okay.
Hi, Dave. Dave, thank you so much for the currency exchange that you're working on. I really appreciate it. But my question actually goes back, entering into, like, the next dimension. So I had heard something about star children. They are children that are born sometime after 2000, and they're supposed to, I don't know, help the humanity enter into the next dimension. I don't know if you've heard something like that.
I have heard about them. I have read about them, but I'm not in a position to make any what I call good tangible comments because there's lots of different opinions about them. There has been other terms that they have been used. They are saying that there are children that are coming in recently, that they're very far advanced metaphysically. They are already carrying very high vibrations, and they're here to help us shift the energy of the planet. And that's all that I've heard. But try to tangibly identify them. I have no idea who they are.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, it was just, I had heard like only one person talk about it, and I just found it really interesting. And in when they talked about that, they also referred to at some point there was going to be, like, within a 24-hour period, everybody was going to have the same dream, sort of like downloading this new ascension information or something like that. And it's just quite interesting to hear. I don't know if it's true, but
there's lots of different stories. And okay. They're fascinating stories, and they're enjoyable to read. But again, before I put anything out, I want to see something that's tangible around it to give me that.
Right, no.
It's not just a story, empty story.
Right, exactly.
Bad.
Well,
good stories, you know. And the people that tell the stories are nice people. But, you know, again, you understand where I'm coming from. I'm always looking for something tangible kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I heard the story and I found it very interesting, but is it real? I don't know, you know, so I wanted to get your take on that, and that was really helpful. So thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, yeah, bye-bye. Well, Blanca, we did have one other person, but that person kind of went away.
He went into the other dimension.
Yeah, I mean, I know there was another person there that had put their little, you know, star up there, but it's gone away, so at least they left. So I don't see anybody else that we haven't covered, do you?
No, I do not.
I think then we're probably ready to call it an evening. We basically, it's a one-hour program tonight. Anything you want to share to wrap up before we call it a night?
No, just that I'd just like to encourage people to continue practicing their heart virtues and keeping in a frequency that will welcome in the new, and that includes the abundance that is rightfully ours.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, folks, I think we're ready to call it a night tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining us, and I do plan on coming back next week unless, you know, something else happens that might not have me there, but then we'll see. But I always do put out the newsletter every week to let you know whether or not I'm going to have a program. So, okay, I think then we're ready to kind of call it an evening. Let's go to the jingle. There it is. Okay. Thanks for watching. Okay. Bye-bye.